Now we'll turn to some news items. Construction is in the news as the University of East Anglia applies for permission for further new building. And there is a report on the progress of student accommodation being built at Barn Road. Also, the extensive alteration plans for St Mary's Works off Duke Street are withdrawn in favour of a new approach. Plans to change too for the Falcon Pub on Cromer Road, which is set to become offices and homes, whilst more traditional pub fare is celebrated with a success for a Norwich brewery.
Proposals for a new £65 million teaching building at the University of East Anglia, which have sparked concerns over car parking, have been submitted to planners. It is hoped the Sky House will be home to the university's arts and humanities schools and some social sciences from 2022 and will start to free up the 60-year-old Grade 2 listed Lasdon Wall for refurbishment. It will include teaching and seminar spaces, a language learning lab, drama studios and rehearsal spaces, and will also act as a new reception point for the university. But its construction will result in the loss of around 240 spaces from the main car park, which caused concern among people in the area that motorists would instead start parking on nearby residential streets. Documents submitted with the planning application say there is enough capacity on campus to cope with the loss, but it advised regular users of the main car park to rethink where they will park.
An image has been released of what a complex of more than 300 new flats above a Norwich City Centre car park will look like once it is finished. Alumno was given permission to build the student flats above the Norwich City Council-owned Barn Road car park in November last year. Work has been continuing at the site, at the end of St Benedict Street, for months. And the company behind the Benedict's Gate scheme has produced a new image to show what the scheme will look like when complete. The scheme, being built by contractors HG Construction, will include 302 ensuite and studio rooms for students, along with communal kitchens and lounges. The first students are due to move into the flats in September 2020.
A £90 million revamp of a former shoe factory site in Norwich has hit a major stumbling block, with developers admitting they are heading back to the drawing board. Earlier this year, the multi-million pound plans were unveiled for a major development on the St Mary's Works site off Duke Street, consisting of 152 homes, a hotel, shops and office space. The plans would see a full regeneration of the site, which includes the former Sexton, Son and Everard shoe factory, with developers Our Place promising in March that around 500 new jobs would be created. The detailed application came after Norwich City Council granted outline permission for the project in January 2018. However, the London-based developers have now admitted that they've been forced to return to the drawing board over the scheme, although they did not elaborate why. In a brief statement, Our Place Chief Executive Dominic Richards said, "Our Place has withdrawn its planning application after careful consideration. We are continuing to work with the City Council before submitting a revised application in the coming months." When asked for further details on what factors had led to the withdrawal and what the developer would be addressing in the revised application, a spokesman for Our Place said it would not be making any further comment on the matter.
A former pub is set for a new chapter after plans to transform it into an office and homes were given the go-ahead. Approval came despite fierce objections from people living nearby, who said the plans would overdevelop the area and lead to increased traffic and parking issues. George Laws applied to convert the former Co-op and Falcon Pub at 24 Cromer Road into an office and a flat. Mr. Laws submitted a second application to build a terrace of 4 two-storey homes on part of the existing car park on the same site. There will also be 19 car parking spaces for staff and a further 2 spaces for each home. But speaking at a meeting of Broadland Council's planning committee yesterday, Andrew Bathgate expressed fears over the parking provision and said there would be an overflow of cars parked on Mayfield Avenue and Eversley Road, which would obstruct traffic. However, the two planning applications both received the go-ahead from councillors, with 8 votes to 4.
Beer made by Norwich's Redwell Brewing has doubled its sales to Aldi supermarket, thanks to a recent deal sealed by its boss. Redwell Brewing, a future 50 firm based at the Arches, Brackendale, has been supplying its own label to Aldi for some time, but has recently sealed a deal to double its sales to the supermarket. Managing Director Ben Hopkins said that it will be supplying two different beers, which will be sold under Aldi's own label. "We are growing the business and this will more than double the sales to Aldi," said Ben. "It's been a great year for Redwell, which has seen a 50% growth overall in sales year on year. Much of this down to some collaborations over the past few months to raise the profile of Redwell beer and get it into even more outlets. Its beers are gluten-free and vegan, with different varieties including Norwich Pilsner, Extra Pale Ale, White IPA, West Coast Pale Ale, Steam Lager and Cofra Stout."